Good morning and welcome to our celebration today. We continue in our series, The Unexpected, and the unexpected continues as we look at this passage in Matthew chapter 2. Before we enter into the text, I want to just have a moment of prayer. Let's just pray together. We give thanks, Father God, that you invite us to come. We've been traveling a wee bit on this Advent journey. We're curious to get closer to you, to know you working within our hearts and our lives, to have a deeper relationship with you. Father, we just want to say thank you again for sending Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. He is the light of the world, and we want you to shine that his light, the light into our hearts as we near this time, entering into this week of Christmas. Pray, Father, that you will just help us and minister to us. We thank you that he is our hope, our peace, our joy, our love. And may these things abound in our hearts and our lives as we draw closer to the glorious day when we celebrate the birth of your Son, our Savior. Father, would you bless us as we look at this passage, as you speak into our hearts through your word, and encourage us in faith, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So yeah, please turn to Matthew chapter 2. We're looking at the wise men, the magi, as they make their journey towards the baby born in Bethlehem. And I've entitled the talk, The Unexpected Continues. You know, I think one of the reasons that we love Christmas so much is because of the constancy of the Christmas traditions. The Christmas tree, the Christmas lights, Christmas carols, Christmas cards, the secular songs, the way we exchange presents and the like. And in a world of so much change, we want something to be the same. Yet just looking at the Bible story of Christmas, we get the feeling it's one of continuance, like it all happened in a couple of days. It's arranged like a family visiting list, a few hours one evening with Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, everyone having to see the baby. The time with the shepherds, next the Magi's visits, and then Simeon and Anna. What we are not told is the real time element. Christmas continues. The unexpected continues for days, for weeks, even years. Well, actually, it never ends. The unexpected does continue. It's continuing today. May it continue in our hearts and our lives today. Just think, 2,000 years on. You ever thought that the unexpected continues to happen in your life and in my life? Actually, I'm unsure whether you expect the unexpected. Most people are used to the orderliness of life, even Christmas life, even church life. We go to work or school, come home, watch TV, go to bed, and do the same thing the next day. But what if God wants us to get out of the ordinary and to live a life of extraordinary dependence on him, to live by faith and to stop expecting what we expect, and to start expecting the unexpected? As we reflect this Christmas on our life, the struggles, the disappointments, victories, your faith and your hope, remember that God is God and we are not. But boy, that's reassuring as we face these difficulties with COVID-19 and all that's happening around us. Try and imagine the Magi that first Christmas. What about the neighbour's reaction to the wise men? Are you going on a journey? Yes. Where are you going? Well, we don't really know. How far is it? Well, we don't know that either. How long are you going to be gone for? Well, we're not quite sure. Who are you going to see? We're not sure about that either. And then the person asking a question says, boy, for wise men, you don't know very much, do you? Many of us find ourselves on the treadmill of such a journey of life, particularly over Christmas. Where? How far? Who are you going to go and see? I get the feeling that we are like the folks who decide to throw a party to honour a very special friend. They sent out invitations, decorated the house, had the food catered for, all the people came together at the designated time. But to their surprise, the guest of honour was not there. They made the embarrassing discovery that no one had ever invited the guest of honour. You're expecting the unexpected. You need to ensure Jesus is invited, Jesus is there. Ensure he's going to come. The unexpected continues. The journey beyond Christmas The Magi's journey would take them beyond the first Christmas, 2 years beyond, actually. They went, so they thought, to the right place, to the right people, but their discovery would take them beyond all that they expected. Quite unexpected, actually. Let's say you walk into work on Monday, and your supervisor meets you and says, "Good morning, can I have a word with you in my office?" And at this point, you may feel a little nervous. You follow them into the office, and standing around the table is your supervisor's boss, the head of HR, and the company's director. Now you are really nervous. By just seeing who's in the room, you begin to form a view. There's one of two things, perhaps, that's going to happen. Either you're finally being recognized as being an exceptional, gifted employee, or you're going to be reprimanded for something. By seeing who's in that room, you know something pretty important is about to happen. Now, apply this innate prophetic ability to the Christmas story. Let's try it, shall we? Who's in the story? Mary and Joseph? Shepherds? Herod? Jewish chief priests? Angels? Foreign dignitaries? Jesus as well. By seeing who's there, you know this is an incredibly important story. What impact do you think this event might have on the future of our planet, your future, on your unexpected journey through life? This isn't a trick question. It's pretty obvious, actually. The key stakeholders are all present. The co-creator of the universe is there. Royalty in supernatural lineage of David are there. The self-appointed human rulers are represented, governmental and religious. The common folks are there, whose lives will be endlessly impacted by whatever is decided at this gathering. And Magi, these mysterious stargazers, who discovered hidden secrets of time that match the prophecies of old, they're there. A gathering of these representatives in one place at one time is probably unmatched in the history of the world, except perhaps for one other day, the day Christ was crucified. So now, what would you say was the potential impact these gatherings would have on your future, your unexpected journey beyond Christmas? I have to tell you, the unexpected needs to continue in both our lives if we're going to work out the wonder of that answer. He has come that you and I might have life and have it to the full. And oh boy, and if we allow that to happen, the unexpected will continue. Well, the unexpected does continue. You look at this passage, verse 2, there's a question. Imagine the great anticipation of the wise men as they journeyed and approached Jerusalem. Picture the shock. No one knew about the newborn king, who he was, where he was, or anything about him. Jesus, of course, was not the son of a reigning earthly king. This may have been the fact that disturbed Herod so much. He may have concluded there was a move to overthrow his throne, even. Now think about this. The question is, where is the one born king? That was a question. So unexpected. You're not normally born king, but where is the one born king? Where is the Christ? Everyone needs to be asking that question, by the way, today. Have you ever asked the question? Where is he in my life? Where is he in your life? Where is he? It is totally unexpected the request would come from the Gentiles and the heathen of the world. Where is he? It is totally unexpected and unaccepted that his own people do not know. Where is he? Fancy somebody coming into church in Mega and saying, "Where is he? Where is he born king?" How would you answer? What would you say to them? You see, it is totally unexpected the religious elite do not know. How far away from God and how lost the world had become, and still is, not to know that God has sent the true king, his son, into the world. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. What would prompt someone to leave the comfort of their homes, to go on a journey of a lifetime, or a journey that would lead to life? Romance? Yes. Wealth? Most definitely. Faith? Yes. Faith. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Have you ever asked the question? Can I ask you to think about it as you allow the unexpected to continue in your life? I accept it's perhaps an unexpected question. There's no doubt in the language that he had been born. But the question still remains, where is he? The wise men said they'd seen the star. The evidence was real. They had faith that he was alive, that he existed. Now all they needed to do was to find him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, verse 3 says. They were disturbed. They just did not know about him, that he had already come. Some people were disturbed because they had anticipated his coming, but he had not come the way they had expected. They had expected a king, not a humble child, not a self-giving saviour. They expected a conquering hero. Others just did not believe. They could care less. Still others did not want to know about a king who might disturb their lives. The government, that is King Herod, was disturbed because he did not want a king coming from a god who might threaten his authority and cause his downfall. Herod the Great, by the way, was a tyrant. Christ was born during the latter years of Herod's reign. It was a long reign, by the way. It was 41 years of reign. And he felt threatened by the reports of a child king. He was suspicious, he was savage, and he was cruel. Secular history records that he murdered many of his own family, including his favourite wife. And by the way, he had 10 wives. On one occasion, he had the whole Sanhedrin, the ruling body of the Jewish government, assassinated. On another occasion, he had every notable man in Jerusalem murdered. You look down to verse 16 of this passage. Very sad. Herod had all the children killed, not only in Bethlehem, but in all its districts as well. Where is he? At a time like this, where is he now, today, when we need him most, particularly with COVID-19, where is he in your life and mine? Where is he in the life of the church? The unexpected question, the unexpected continues. The next part of the story talks about the unexpected search. The wise men's unexpected commission, having to search for the newborn king. Looking back at verse 2, we see the wise men's testimony about the star. The wise men's unexpected sign, the star guided them again, verse 9. But we should know that the only wise men went to search out the newborn king. And imagine Bethlehem was only 6 miles away. But the others wouldn't even go 6 miles. Would you? Come, thou long expected Jesus. Only 6 miles. Born to set the people free. It's only 6 miles. Oh, come, oh, ye faithful. It's only 6 miles. Oh, come, let us adore him. It's only 6 miles. So close, yet so far. All that knowledge did. All that knowledge they had did them no good. The Magi knew so little, yet travelled so far. The scribes knew so much, yet you wouldn't even venture. 6 miles. 6 miles. To see the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. To see what the whole of the Bible was about. And they wouldn't travel. 6 miles. Think about this. God will meet the need of any man who faithfully searches and does all he can. The man who continues on and refuses to quit. Yet there are so few, I guess, that search him out today. The wise men found the child king, a child with common parents in a humble place. Tell me, have you ever been excited to obey God? Have you? Maybe you've stepped out in faith, really excited, only to find halfway through the journey that God seems distant and your soul is growing weary. Stepped out in obedience to God. Have you ever found yourself in a completely unexpected place? Wondering if God really does have the situation under control. I wonder if that's what the Magi actually thought. I wonder what really was going on in their hearts. Well, the unexpected continues. They're led to worship him, that true worship. The star has shone the way and now comes to rest over a house in Bethlehem, verse 10. Can you imagine the excitement they must have felt approaching the door? Their journey and search nearly over. The new king is just beyond that door. How their hearts must have been pounding. What would happen? How would they be received? They are ushered into the room where Jesus was. And they fell down and worshipped him and presented him with their gifts, the gold, frankincense and myrrh. Obedience to God's call to worship will set you apart, by the way. It will make you different from the people around you. True worship will cost you time. It will cost you effort. It will cost you relationships. It will cost. True worship always does. Spurgeon says there's nothing in the true believer's power which he would not do for his Lord. Nothing in our substance that we wouldn't give to him. Nothing in ourselves which we wouldn't devote to his service. That's true worship. See, Christmas isn't just a day or even a time of the year that we celebrate. As people of faith, in one sense, Christmas happens every single time we gather together. Every worship service, every Bible study, every life group meeting, everything we do reimagines the Christmas message for us because God is there, Christ is there, and we must come and worship him. We need to be on a journey to find Jesus. But there are those who have no room or time for the Saviour. Not seeking God, you see, is contrary to the very image that we were created to bear, his image. Not seeking God is like a person refusing to breathe, eventually resulting in death. And so, if we take seriously the faith that we confess in Christ, then life after Christmas, beyond Christmas, the unexpected continuing beyond, should really be the most wonderful time of the year, with that unexpected continuing. And you can believe me when I say Christ can still be found. He's alive. You can meet the very Christ that once lay in a manger, that lived 30 odd years on this earth, was nailed to a cross, died, but then he rose again. And he comes to us. He comes to our hearts. He comes to fill that God-spaced shape in our lives. You know, for months, maybe it's weeks, we've been looking forward to Christmas. Now it's here. Or is it? Is it really there? In your heart, in life? Does the unexpected need to continue? Maybe we're talking about lights and tinsel. Yes, it's there. But if we're talking about meeting with our Saviour, then Christmas is more than just a single day in the year. You see, Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel. He is the incarnate Son, present with us forever until the end of time. He is here, as he has promised, and we need to come and worship him again. The Magi of Matthew's Gospel, the ones who kept watch, were ready. They had heard their own prophecies and had their own expectations. And when they saw the sign, they decided to go on a journey, a spiritual quest, as it were, or a pilgrimage to get beyond the possible signs, the guesswork. And we need to be on that same pilgrimage to get beyond our own guesswork and finally see and experience what God has prepared for us. Oh, the unexpected needs to continue. Christian life beyond Christmas is like this. It's not about talking and guessing, but about keeping our eyes open, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, upon what God is doing, which needs a spiritual attentiveness created by prayer and reflection on his word. And when we see God and hearing calling by his spirit, we must be obedient and trust the path he leads us in. When you step out to follow God in faith, he will be with you every step of the way. The wise men stepped out not knowing where they're going, and they ended in that place where they're able to fall down and worship. May we, as we're on our own journey, step out knowing that God is with us in answered promises, in realized dreams and refreshed hope. Hallelujah. May God bless you as he allows the unexpected to continue in your life through Christ, who is Lord of all. May you have a wonderful Christmas. And may the unexpected continue to happen in your life, in the weeks and months and years that lie ahead, for his glory. Amen.